You are now listening to What's the Fuzz? A furry podcast that advocates for diversity, equality, and cultural exchange inside and outside of the fandom. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey, Fuzzos. What's up? What's up? Welcome to this episode of What's the Fuzz? I'm your host, Reiner, as you damn well know. Or if it's your first time tuning in, I guess you didn't. Well, anyway, thanks for coming by and checking us out. This episode was recorded on March 12th, 2021, and should be put out around April 2021. Total coincidence, of course. But keep in mind that this was recorded 4 days before the Atlanta shooting took place. And a lot of what Hanzo says, hauntingly, is proven to ring true. With the escalation of Asian hate and violence towards them, we have to stand together and say enough is enough. Our enemy, our true enemy, is white supremacy. Nothing short of that. And I hope listening to this episode will help you understand that a little bit more. So, with that in mind, we'll be talking about being an outcast, imperialism, and fresh beats on this episode of What's the Fuzz? So I'm sitting down with Hanzo, one of the realest beast men you could ever hope to meet. He loves hip-hop, styling, and just all-around vibing. Be sure to check him out over on Twitter, at HTGHanzo2K, and I'll be linking his other projects in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight, Hanzo. Can't wait to get into it with you.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. I had to get you on here when I knew about all that crazy shit you're going to, you know, be doing eventually.
I mean, hey, we out here, you know, that's all I gotta say, we out here.
Yeah, seriously, like, you're trying to be a whole-ass content creator, right? With the dancing and the YouTubes and the musics and everything like that?
Yeah, basically. I mean, in the past, like, I have dabbled into, like, making, like, actual, like, skit videos and all that. But as of right now, I'm kind of more focused on, like, the musical aspect of things. So, like, right now, I'm just working on a whole bunch of different projects at the moment. And yeah,
gotcha. Busy man over here.
I try to be.
Well, first I'd like to throw out an icebreaker question. What's your favorite dish that you've ever had?
My favorite dish that I ever had. That's kind of hard because I love food.
I know how you feel. It's hard to pick one.
I think when I had this dish called unagi don, meaning eel bowl, and what it is, so I had this a long time ago when I was in Japan. It's basically like this dish where it's like you have a teriyaki marinated eel fillet, and it's like put on top of rice, and you eat it just like that, and you can add some condiments to it. But, like, yeah, that's how you eat unagi don.
That sounds so fucking good. I would eat that, like, almost every day. I would have a problem.
Oh, God. All right. I would, if I could, I'd eat that shit every day.
Oh, man, I bet. All right, now on to this next question before we get too hung up on all food. So, I think our listeners would like to know a little bit more about you. So, where are you from? How old are you? What are your pronouns? What's your ethnicity? And how would you describe your sexuality / gender identity if you feel comfortable with it?
All right. So, hello. My name is Hanzo, a.k.a. Young Riceball, a.k.a. Pseudonormie. I'm a amateur hip-hop dancer in CC Crew, and I'm currently in a collective called Magic Records. Because I also make music too. I was originally born in Japan, in Okinawa. I came to the States when I was really young. And I just kind of grew up all around. Like, I mean, I lived in Illinois, I lived in Wisconsin, hell, I even lived in New Orleans. Shit.
Damn, worldly.
I was a pretty nomadic individual, but that's because I moved a lot. Pronouns, I go by he, him, and my sexuality. Usually, like, I don't really, like, express my sexuality because oftentimes, like, I think it's my own business, but, like, I am gay. I just have this like interesting concept, like even growing up, like I had this interesting concept of like being the quote unquote straightest gay person that people have met.
Straightest gay person. That's an interesting title.
Right. It really was, because like I didn't really know how to feel about it, but I'm just like, well, I mean, to me, it doesn't really sound harmful, but like that's just to me, you know. Hmm.
I mean, sometimes you just be out here fucking dudes, and that's the end of it.
Right.
So, what brought you to be moving around so much?
It was mainly because, like, I grew up with just my mother. So, like, coming to America, like, shortly coming into America, my folks ended up divorcing. So, most of my life, I kind of grew up with my mama. Yeah, it was just like moving around a lot, just trying her best to raise a man and like do her thing to like take care of the both of us, you know, keep a roof over our head.
And right, so it's just like a process of figuring things out.
Yeah, like it is kind of unfortunate, because I couldn't imagine how like similar it is for a lot of like people that like grow up with like just a single parent. Like in a way, you would have to like grow up quick. Mm-hmm. Like you would have to like, especially if you like a man, like you would have to like find a way to figure out how to be your own man without having like a paternal figure mostly around. You feel me?
Yeah, like learn how to shave.
And like vice versa, like say that like you're a female that grew up with only your father, like, you know, it's kind of hard to like figure out being how to be a woman because you don't have a maternal figure in your life. It's always that maternal paternal figure that kind of like makes a difference of how you like grow up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or at least someone that has an idea of how to learn the ropes. Like you see these right. parents these days learning things on YouTube, like how to tie a tie and do their girl's hair and all these things. But
right.
back when you were growing up, there probably wasn't as much, you know, accessible, these kind of mundane things that people just like are imbued with as their gender role, you know?
Right. And like, not trying to make like everything similar, because like everybody's story is unique in its own way, because everybody gonna face like different life experiences, you know what
I'm saying?
Of course,
right.
But yeah, like I would say like most of the areas that I grew up in, so like basically I'll say it like this, like a lot of the areas that I've been in, like, you know, it ain't the hood, but it ain't white suburban neither. It's like, it's kind of like a deal where I'm like, I'll meet you in the middle of all that. You feel me? Like, I'll meet you in the middle.
Hmm. Okay. So, sort of like the lower but not totally low areas, where it's not like decrepit mm-hmm. and crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what's your main OC, and how do you feel you express yourself through them?
My main OC, so I'm a Shiba and a macaque hybrid. Essentially, I'm a dog monkey or a monkey dog, if you will.
Right.
But I personally call it an Inuzaru, because like that's the Japanese way of saying dog monkey. And I felt like it would be appropriate because of the fact that, like, you know, I'm using two species that are native to Japan. And, you know, in a way, like, it's just kind of like putting my own little culture into it.
Putting your spin on it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought you to the furry fandom in the first place?
At this point, I don't even know. I don't have a damn clue.
Ooh, that's worrying. Okay.
Nah, but for real, I think what brought me into the fandom was just watching a whole bunch of, like, con videos and all that. So then, like, here I am being my young self, you know. I just joined. Like, I've been in the fandom since I was, like, 13, right? Like, I've been in here for a while. But I ain't gonna lie to y'all. When you grow up in this fandom, sooner or later, you gonna realize that magical facade. Like, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, it can be tough learning how some people act in the fandom without any repercussions, for sure. Among other things.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
So you started when you were 13, but wait, how old are you now?
I'm currently 20.